No, it needs to be up.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you. Our studio audience, small as it is, they do make a lot of noise. And we also thank all of you who are listening to us or joining us on Facebook Live, where we are streaming live the show. So you could come over there if you'd like, or you can stay with listening to Blog Talk Radio.
You got options.
You do. So you could see us in action if you'd like. And please forgive me. I have seasonal allergies like you would not believe. So bear with me. I have taken medicine, but you know how that goes. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So this is our co-host sitting next to me. You'll hear a male voice. That is Jimbo Baggins. He's riding shotgun with me during the show. And he also is hosting the the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook Live.
I'm in there. I'm one of the viewers.
Yeah. So if you want to go on in there and say hi to Jim, please do, because otherwise we won't even know you're there.
Right. We just see numbers. All we see is numbers if nobody clicks the thing.
So please, you know, put out a, what are those little things called? The smiley.
The emojis?
Emojis. Now to my left, who you will not see, is our mysterious Veronica.
Right.
She wears many hats with us, and one of them is that she gives you a rebel card reading at the end of my reading.
Right.
Now, this is a legitimate deck. Any of you could go buy it. But the cards are very bold. They're very...
slap you in the face.
With their truth.
Truth.
So I got a few of those, what are they called? The unacceptable cuss words.
The 7 words you can't say on TV.
Something like
George
that.
George Carlin.
Excuse me. So Veronica will embellish with those.
Right.
But so a substitute, word substitution.
Like saying F-bomb or GD.
Oh, poop.
Or poop, yes.
Le poo-poo.
And also Veronica's taking notes on your readings so that if you join us again and we need to look back to reference what was said in an earlier reading, we do will have that recorded. So with that, I will tell you also that we're using, as the intro mentioned, an ordinary deck of playing cards. It's important to make the distinction that this is not tarot, not oracle, not, oh my goodness, angel cards. You know, there are all these beautiful systems out here, and that is not what this one is. I mean, it's just like it's beautiful.
Right.
This one is more literal. This is a system where we actually can check out your future, and if there are flaws in it or things that you're not particularly happy with, we can improve it while we're still living in the present. I think that is incredibly dynamic. It makes the tools of choice and change readily at our fingertips so that we can actually manipulate the future. And we have to remember, though, as we are checking out our own path and making choices and changes accordingly, others are doing the same, which can impact your life. So we recommend that you come back to the shows and regularly get readings. I've made sure on my webpage, doctor.com, that I'm not charging an arm and a leg for my readings. I think some they have a standing appointment. And others who want to check in, say, monthly or when they have a special dilemma. So that's my little speech here. And I know Jimbo's got some tips for you.
Got some stuff. The show is a just a reminder, this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Don't worry about everybody else talking while I'm talking.
Sorry.
That's the name of that. If you're an international viewer, let us know and we'll give you a shout out. We got to tell you two ways to call us. Get a hold of us, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in on your phone. Or you can Skype in with that number, too.
Mm-hmm.
And we have folks that Skype in, even domestically. I don't know if maybe they don't want to use their phone or whatever. It's free country.
Maybe that is their phone.
Yeah, maybe that is. We don't know. And maybe, and international folks, you can do Skype. You know, it's obviously not as cheap as the domestic Skype, but nowhere near as much as an international calling plan on your cell phone. Ooh, no. So you got that option. And option number dos is to Messenger, Facebook-wise, Deborah Lee. Not the Psychic Love Doctor show. Deborah Lee. And you already have to be friends. She'd have to accept a friend request from her. Oh, Terry Sue from the UK is off to bed.
Good night, honey. I hope you feel better tomorrow.
It is late there.
Au revoir.
Yes, have sweet dreams.
Said she was feeling bad?
Well, she's going through some issues.
Okay, I believe you then. Okay, I believe you. All right, so those are the ways to get hold of us. And if you do call in and you're calling in on your cell phone, we do not want speaker phones, please, because going through the internet and stuff like that, it loses a lot of quality, clarity. It gets choppy and bizarro. So please don't be on speakerphone. Bluetooth, same thing. If you're driving, I know there's rules and laws. You got to do what you got to do if you can't pull over, but we can't guarantee that you're going to get a reading if we can't talk to you. So.
If we can't hear you. Right.
Yep. Also, goes along with the speakerphone thing is do not, if you can help this, have your car windows down. Try not to be moving around at the same time. It really botches things up. Multitasking is fun, but it's not good for this 1 hour show. You got kids, you got dogs, you got giraffes. I don't know what the heck you got. You got alien children, whatever it takes. When it comes time to silence them, if you don't have some kid dope.
Kid dope.
Jim,
kid dope.
You shouldn't advocate that. Some people might take you literally.
Those people would be single-digit midget IQ-wise. Because any person with a brain is going to know that, yeah, no.
That's awesome.
No, maybe not.
No. If you got a brain. If you're the Scarecrow, okay, I'm sorry, on the Wizard of Oz, yeah, you got no brain, I'm sorry.
Nope.
Don't do that, okay,
he's
Scarecrow?
One in one, but
Scarecrow,
one in one.
Don't poison your children. Okay, there we go. And one more time for that number, because we got the caller. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in, and we are going to go to our first caller.
I believe it is.
Okay, it's area code 423, which is Tennessee, I believe. 423, you are live on the Psychic Love Doctor show.
Hello, Tennessee.
Hi, guys.
Welcome to the show, and your name is?
It's Luna.
Luna.
That is Luna.
I don't know why.
I thought Luna
was in Ohio.
From Tennessee.
All right, well, it's a beautiful state, and isn't it very close to us?
Volunteer state.
It is. Well, tell us, Luna, what's on your mind this evening?
Just wanted to get a reading about, you know, from any family members that have passed on, you know, Amber, my father-in-law, Gary, or my grandparents.
Let me ask you, Luna, what is it specifically that you would like to get from them on the spiritual level?
I don't know, to be honest. I just want to see if they're there and see what they're up to in the spirit world.
And you mentioned Amber, I'm very well, familiar with her. And did you say your grandparents?
Yeah, my two grandmothers that have passed on.
And was there anybody else?
My father-in-law.
Okay. Father-in-law.
Who is the most recently passed?
That was Amber.
Okay. She's the easiest one for me to contact.
I would say
she's so close to you.
Yeah, I would say my great-grandma is the hardest to get a hold of because she actually wouldn't believe any of this, like, you know, psychic readings or anything. She was very religious. And it was like after her husband died, she did not remarry because she was just so faithful to him.
She's in a different realm now. So
it's true.
Beliefs have a way of being different then.
I agree with you, Jim. It's not like we can expect them to have a humanly form.
No, any of those human things are like, they're enlightened about the whole universe, that things we don't know about.
They're now a part of consciousness.
Yeah, it's just like
It's like a collective.
There's no, I believe in this, I don't believe in that. It's like, I got all the knowledge. I know everything now because I'm in a whole different place that is the place. The place.
And they're right here, actually, too. We're on the earthly plane. They are on the spiritual level.
Physical.
We're talking different dimensions here. I want to get somebody on the show that can address this for us all so we can get a clearer understanding of that. And Luna, I'm putting out your cards now. I've asked specifically for Amber because we don't have a heck of a lot of time if we get a lot of callers. And I want, but she, because she usually talks. She communicates quite a bit. Excuse me. Let me see what she's saying. I really feel she has connected, it looks like, with your father-in-law. What I'm perceiving is they have connected in the sphere where they are. And I think that is kind of cool. Did she ever meet him in real life while she was living?
No, actually, me and her actually never met in person. It was all online because, you know, it was during when the pandemic first started, you know. But I had planned on going to see her for her birthday, but that never happened, unfortunately.
Well, I hope you know she feels a tremendous amount of gratitude towards you. Love and affection, all those things, because you were hanging 10 with her all the way. And that mattered a lot. And frankly, nobody else here wants to talk. I don't know if they're having some kind of big jamboree.
Sorry, I'm writing all the stuff down.
Okay. Well,
I got the wounds on my back are still healing when I get whipped for interrupting. So I'm biting my tongue.
Go ahead. You've got the floor.
Well, I don't have the floor now because I was busy doing something. So I'm kind of out of touch with the jibe on this. I mean, I was talking to you about the different universe thing, a whole different realm. But then I got tied up back into the work.
That's okay. Right. Luna, you're married. Are you not?
Yes.
Something is really bothering your husband. I don't know if he's opened up to you about it, and it may still be a bit in the future here, but he is grieving something terrible. Seems as if there's worries and fears wrapped up in this, and I'm wondering if it has to do with his work, something in that manner that could be a loss that he's in.
Oh, I know what it is.
Feel you all glad.
Well, that's good then, because there's nothing worse than not knowing. You'd get all worried.
Right.
He's been on your show before, and it's been about his father's estate, and it's getting ready to go to court and everything, and he might be worried that it may not go in his favor.
Yeah, well, I knew it was something very important to him, and he is like dwelling on this, and I can't blame him.
Well, it's right eating away, because you know.
Are there other siblings involved?
His sister is only his half sister. She was in no way, shape, or form related to his dad. She is the one that caused all of this. She got a 100% administratorship, even though she wasn't really technically his daughter, because this happened in Virginia. She basically got the estate, and she let it go into foreclosure and gave it back to us. And then the bank was like, nope, there's nothing you can do. It's in foreclosure. And they wouldn't even accept my husband's administrative papers. They said they were fakes, even though they were signed by his lawyer.
You gotta love the Commonwealth of Virginia.
That's awful.
That's why we left.
Yeah, well, a lot of people do hightail it out of here.
Yeah.
Well, I think are you still trying to fight this? Because I see something's going to break in this case.
Yeah, he went about a week ago. It was before we got COVID. He went and filed the paperwork to have everybody served so they can get into court and get in front of a judge and see what's going to happen.
I was surprised the moves that she made, which were inappropriate from
and
the
illegal.
Yeah, from the get-go. I for one thing, I am seeing a large sum of money coming to the two of you. I'm assuming mostly for your husband in his name, mm-hmm. so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I really feel it's going to get overturned. Now, remember, I am not allowed to give legal advice.
The lawyers here, negative.
You know,
medical advice, but I can give you a...
how you feel.
Like an intuitive or psychic
intuitive
opinion.
Vibe.
Yeah. That's what I think. Bless you, honey. I really think it's going to get overturned. I think you guys are going to be very happy to see justice be served. So I hope this helps, and I hope you're going to be better. Have you had your second test yet?
Not my second test, but, you know, I've been vaccinated, and I think that's the only reason why it hasn't gotten any worse.
Right.
It hasn't, but this is – my son got – tested positive a few days ago, and this is his second go with it because his pediatrician told us, you know, to wait 6 months before we could get him vaccinated because he has the antibodies. And
bad
we
advice.
Were only 2 months away.
He got it again.
Yeah, he got it again. It's too bad you can't start a little legal proceeding on that.
His advice, but I know I'd be like, screw that. I'm going to do it anyway. All the antibodies, you know, like.
Yeah, well, I'm really sorry to hear that. I hope that he bounced back really well. I'm not seeing anything. I don't see anything pertaining to his health in terms of degrading. I don't.
How
see
old it. Is your son?
He's 7.
Oh,
okay.
Little cutie. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
he got the
go
first
ahead.
Go around with COVID. He, it was only like a week before they were able to give like the kids his age the vaccine. So he got it a week before then, and he's now got to wait a few more months, I guess, before he can get it because he's still got the antibodies.
Oh, I hear him.
Yeah.
Well, I hope all of you are, you know, back on your feet in no time. We're going to send you out a nice big shot of love and light.
What?
And we have a rebel card for you.
Stand by for your rebel card reading.
Okay. What the heck are you waiting for? Get that ship done. If you are waiting for a sign, well, here it is.
Can't imagine.
I don't know. I think maybe even dealing with the whole legal stuff. I would just I would be having every single document, the fact that this woman is not related to the father at
biologically.
All. I would be like, this person doesn't have anything to do with this family. This is not his son or her mom or whatever. I would just be throwing every single thing down. I'd have all the documents ready for just
and
in case.
And boy, I'll tell you, if anybody goes to take a shot at you saying that you are death vultures or you are money grubbers, well, you better just, I'd say, look them square in the eye and say, this is what is right.
Right.
All right. Well, honey, I got to take another call.
Good to talk to you.
We
got to
go.
Take care, sweetheart.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye.
Here's the sign.
Hello there, Miss Danielle in Texas.
Hi. No, let me meet each other.
All right.
Yeah.
Hello.
I love that. You know, if you ever have actually your own, and I think it would
her
be
own show.
Very popular show. Danielle, you got to open with that.
It's the Danielle Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to have a signature something.
Yeah, I like it. The radio out here has Hello Lady.
Okay.
And that's what the Elvis Duran show.
Do you?
They're like, hello, lady.
Yep. It's Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran show.
Okay, honey, what's going on in Danielle's world?
Okay, let me catch up. I've been so busy just with work and everything, so I've missed y'all guys.
Oh, we miss you too.
But my question is about, okay, so my current job, I'm still at the radio station. Like, I've been working evenings, and I've been trying to, you know, like, you know, progress and do better and learn more. But also, I applied at a local radio station.
Great.
For TV. I mean, sorry, a TV station.
TV station.
A TV station to be a part-time. It said on the description, it said part-time meteorologist assistant and reporter. And I was reading, like, the description, and it would be on the weekend helping and learning from the chief meteorologist.
Wow.
And assisting and all that. And I applied on Wednesday. And I think later that afternoon, he emailed me. Like, he was like, I got your application. Like, I was looking over your paperwork. And he was like, can we set up an interview? And so I have the interview on Monday.
I'm excited.
I know. I'm excited. And I was like, I think that'd be, you know, good. Like, it's, you know, something, you know,
that's
just to get my foot in the door
and,
you know, be on TV. And then I was like, it's just a weekend, so I won't be, like, too overwhelmed. So I want to see what, what the cards say about that.
And I have to tell you, this is a wonderful application of this method regarding employment and my chances at this interview. Because the cards will show, if you don't even have what they're looking for, that will be seen, realized, and revealed in your reading. So, you better get prepared. I think you're going to get it.
Yay!
Yes. Now, how is this going to conflict with school?
Well, I'm okay right now because I just work part-time, and then I work part-time at the radio in the evenings. And then it wouldn't conflict with anything because the position at the TV station is weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Okay. Oh, okay. Right. Okay. There's something about it, though, that you're kind of going to go, oh, and I'm not sure what that is.
Hmm.
But bear in mind, it's an awesome opportunity. The way I'm seeing it here with the 2 of hearts, 5 of hearts, 9 of hearts, yeehaw, if this was my reading, I'd be saying, this is going to be like poop through a duck's. Yeah, so I really think that it's going to boomerang well in your favor. And here's the thing, Danielle. Not everybody has, you know, a stack of college degrees and, you know, like educational background. A lot of times it's being a self-made person.
Right.
Who just goes out and you climb the ladder and watch. I expect, here's what I think is ultimately going to happen for you. Ultimately, you're going to be on at least national, it'll be national television or national radio, which is nothing to sneeze at, you know, when you get up there with the big dogs. And I really think
no one ever said pizza. We're going to eat food.
We want some pizza.
That's why I say that. He said you're wearing a pink dress.
Danielle, we want some pizza.
And we're not wearing pink.
No.
What happened to our reading?
Yeah.
Now we want pizza. That's what I wrote down.
All right. Anyway, don't worry. You're going to, it's going to really work out well for you. He already is impressed with you.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm excited. Like, I was really excited, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I can't wait to tell y'all guys.
Oh, yay. Well, you know what? Go in and be you.
Right.
And tell them, I'm really nervous. This is something I would really like to do.
What I want to be doing.
There's a lot of enthusiasm that you can, you know, just kind of ooze.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I mean, you want to do this. You want to be in radio or TV. You want to be some type of newscaster or, I mean, this is the field that you want to go in. So I think.
Yeah, tell them what they want to hear.
I think being already in radio right now,
right.
I think that's huge.
Gives you an advantage.
Absolutely.
I think that you should just go in and go, here's what I'm doing and here's what I want to do and here's where you need me and where you need me next week.
What do you have for a rebel card?
Stand by for your rebel card.
You're the shiz.
You're the shizzle.
You're the shizzle.
Little Snoop Dogg for you.
What else is on
there? Don't forget it.
Yep, you go walk in there like you already know you're a star.
Exactly. Like, hey, where can you help me put my stuff?
In other words, just have confidence.
Of the local radio station I work for, like the one I'm working for, he knows about it, and he was just saying, I see that you've been working there, and I guess he's been following it, and he was just really impressed. With the station. So I was like, that's great. Like, I'm glad.
I'm glad for you too, honey.
And Danielle, are you 22 or 23?
I just had a birthday on the 7th. I'm 23 now.
That's what I'm like, wait a minute. Important.
23
was. Happy birthday!
Yep, from all of us.
You.
Oh my God, better go buy your walkers.
We missed you. We missed you.
I know, it's just been a busy month.
You must have been doing birthday stuff last week.
23, holy crap, better start getting adult diapers.
You're funny.
That's hilarious.
All right, honey, well, we got to go to our next caller.
Okay.
Gotta go, you gotta go.
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all. Have a good weekend.
You too, sweetheart. Thanks for checking in. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that was good news.
Yeah, and Danielle was on Facebook Live saying hi before she called.
Oh, nice.
That's cool. You know, she had the option. She had the option, so she knew that.
We've been talking to her since she was 19 years old.
God. It's been forever.
I remember each one of her birthdays, she sent us pictures.
And parties and Halloween parties.
Yeah.
No, we can't take Dan.
No, you got, no.
Take her.
Are you sure?
Yeah, take her out.
Hello there, Anne. How are you doing this evening?
Put her on hold.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Well,
we're good.
Jimbo is saying we have to put you on
hold. Stand by for a second. We just got a real quick halfway through the show stuff to do. Just
give us a second.
All right. We have a caller on. We have a caller on hold. You shall be next. Don't do not despair because they can listen to us.
Mm-hmm.
You shall be next.
Since
we're at the halfway of the show, we want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. We hope everybody enjoys themselves.
Yeah.
The call-in number is 515-602-9676. That is the number to call in. We have a huge queue. When you get in there, you don't have to worry about, like, oh, it's busy, saying nothing. If you get in and you hear some weird stuff and then all of a sudden you're listening to the show, you're on hold and you're in line.
Yeah,
all right.
You are.
But let's go to Anne.
All right, Anne. You're on deck.
She's in the saddest.
Yes.
She's in the back.
How are you?
I'm doing good, and I had a good first week at my new job.
Yay. I am so happy for you.
I'm really enjoying it. The people are wonderful. It's good. They're not like pressing me to learn things.
Yay.
But of course, I've been sitting with my partner, watching him do things and playing on the computer. So
sure,
it's good.
Absolutely.
Well, great. We're so happy for you.
Yes, I'm happy too. But I'm just calling to see in a general checkup to see how things are going and if I have anything exciting
All right.
coming my way.
All right, hold on. I'm using the whole deck of ordinary playing cards for those that might be interested to know how is she doing this. I'm using a 24-card layout, not just a random draw of a few cards. I want to see the whole playing field. I want to see the... What did I used to say?
Enchilada.
Yeah, there you go. Enchiladas.
Instead of one third of the enchilada.
So hang tight there, Anne, as I lay them out.
Yes, and while she's putting the cards down, we want to give her international shout out to Lady R in South Africa.
Yay!
A friend of many moons.
Yes, good
friend
to hear.
Friend of the show of many moons.
Yeah. Lady R.
A multiple COVID survivor herself, not once but twice.
Yeah.
No, it's like getting struck by lightning twice. You know, you get something once, you're like, okay, I did it. That's cool. And then you get it again. You're like, no, wait a second.
And you're like, I'm done.
What are you doing, life? Quit giving me
exactly.
snake eyes. I don't like that. All right. Anyway, okay. Anne, I have a question.
Yes.
Did you actually earlier dial in and get on the phone and were on hold?
I did.
Okay, that's cool.
I thought you picked up Messenger quicker, or I'm not sure if you were doing that, so then I hung up and did.
And that's fine. I just want to make sure I wasn't losing my mind and imagining things, so that's cool.
Right.
What are you doing?
And
yes.
I am seeing that this is going to become very profitable for you. And didn't you also say that you have your own little, like a homespun business, or I'm trying to remember what you said.
Well, I do sewing. I do some alterations on the side, but that's...
I didn't know that.
Yes, I sew.
Do you...
You reap what you sow.
...have anything at all to do with wedding gowns?
No, I don't.
I think down the road, a piece, you are going to possibly consider advancing into that type of creating.
That's big bucks.
Oh, wow.
It is big bucks.
But it's big stress, too.
Yeah, well, I would think, especially if you're dealing, young ladies.
Well, you're going to be dealing with
Young ladies that are, what do they call them, Bradzillas.
Oh, yeah, they're going to all be that. 90% are going to be that.
But I just wanted you to know, I am seeing a real nice amount of income gradually building up for you.
We like money.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, there's a woman around where you are with the school. We've mentioned this before.
The school.
This woman is
jealous.
Perceived, yes, to hold some real jealous feelings about you. She hides them. She's one of those that would give you like a backhanded compliment.
Oh, okay.
As if to say, wow, that's quite a nice outfit you're wearing. Is it new?
Mm-hmm.
And if you said, no, I've reconstructed it, you know, blah, blah, blah. She'd say, well, yeah, I didn't really think it was new.
Or, oh, it looks a little vintage or something. That.
Or they say, that's not new, is it? Or something right
off
the bat. They do it usually right up front.
Oh, you look so good, Anne. Have you lost weight? I love people that say that.
She's really passive.
Like, oh.
She's passive-aggressive. So watch, but don't let her get under your skin. That's what she wants.
Well, I figured this is
they
the
all
one
want that.
That we make sure we befriend her. We make sure we show her who we are. We are not going to be jerks to her.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show her true
piss them off.
Self.
That'll piss them off.
That is good strategy.
You make them angry.
In getting back by being jealous.
And
one thing she's so jealous of you about is that you have this seemingly really sunny disposition.
Well, yeah, she is.
you know, this woman thinks you don't have a care in the world. Everything came to you like on a silver spoon.
Right. Mm-hmm. Silver platter.
Remember that show?
Yeah, and there's something about the school now. This is a university, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
These women seem really kind of protective of their territory, of their men. All right, so, just watch for that. Pick up their cues. I think you'll see. But you are going to become very popular there. There's a man around you. I think this is your, what was his name, Mike, from the past? Just so you know, he's really struggling to get over you.
Oh, for
you. Well, good.
Yeah. And he can cry in his beer, you know, because he had you.
There's a tear
had
in
you.
My beer.
That's right. So there are, oh, my goodness, there's a couple of other men. I think you're going to start getting asked to go out for, you know, some nice casual dates. I think it'll be very nice. And remember, I feel there's going to be a student there, male, who is going to be head over heels in love
not
with
good.
You. Yeah.
Not good.
So keep him on his toes. If one starts flirting with you, that's probably not kosher.
Right.
Right.
Probably heard a comment. You better shut that down quick.
And I've learned to keep business in business.
Yep.
You know, I don't cross that line.
What did Offspring say? You got to keep them separated.
Right. Right. Well, it all looks good, though. Take care.
Okay.
And call us again. We love looking at your cards. We have a Rebel card coming up for you here.
So stand by.
I think it's very fun, too, because we just read this card for someone else that it seems like they're related to you. So you're the shiz.
Super duper recent.
That's
like,
perfect.
Well, have a wonderful second week next week.
Yeah.
Okay, I will. All right. Have a good weekend. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Anne.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Take care. And remember, her job was first person.
It was.
Oh, yeah,
way
in advance.
You saw that already. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what? Every week gets easier.
Oh, it does.
Because the first week is like, I don't even, it's like somebody just talked to you on an alien planet.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
and all these alien people, you don't know what kind of, what they do, who they are, anything about them.
Well, the thing is, too, she was doing daycare for her grandson.
For her, yeah, for her, yes, indeed.
And saw that it was probably going to be indefinite that it would go on.
Imagine that. Shocking.
But her cards kept showing, no, there's going to be this fabulous job opportunity, and now she's in.
And it was at the point where she had to step out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. She said for that period of time, she enjoyed it. It was mutually beneficial, spending time with her grandchildren, helping her kids out.
Sure.
And then she was like, okay, it's time to do the thing now. Time to move on. All right. Let's tell everybody that number to call in is 515-602-9676. Still time to call in.
We got lots of time.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have forever, but we just got over the hump. Just a wee bit over the hump. And we should go to our next caller.
All right.
Our next caller is from area code 910, which is just our neighbor to the south, North Carolina, 910.
Well, hello, North Carolina. What's your first name, please?
Hi, this is Keisha.
Keisha. How you doing, Keisha?
I'm doing fine.
You've called us before, yes?
Yeah, a while ago, but yeah, I have called you.
Yeah, okay. Let me not a first-time caller then.
Well, tell us, what's going on? You know, do you have a certain situation you're asking about for your reading?
Not really. I guess you can do a reading on my love life or whatever you pick up on. It's fine.
What's happening? Yeah, what's going on in your love life?
Want to give us a snapshot of what you currently are, how it looks right now?
Well, looks like I'm starting over all over. So I am kind of in my wilderness once again.
Okay.
And so, but this I'm you know, just like the first couple of steps that we see how I'm gonna see how this works out for me. So yeah, that's where I'm at.
Have you met someone or seen somebody?
No.
That
no.
Okay.
So you're
no,
totally
not even.
So
not
totally
even,
rebooted.
Not even close.
So you've fully rebooted your love life right now, and you're just starting back up again,
right?
Right?
Exactly. Exactly.
It can be the best time.
Exactly.
Well, actually, they say like to.
I had to reprogram, wipe out the whole motherboard, and reprogram.
Well, I
so I had to kick out the whole.
I know what you're saying, but now you know what.
Oh.
That is a lot of times, you know, just like in the computer world, that's the best thing to do to get that. It's like taking that chalkboard and wiping all that crap off there and starting over again.
It's like decrapping.
Yep, decrapify it.
Your home, your house in order, which I've often thought really isn't a house.
Yeah, it's
you.
It's whatever you feel. Yeah, you, your affairs, your job, or whatever is like on your plate at the time, getting that in order, right?
And it's also a state of expectation where you are, you know, like preparing yourself. So I think that's awesome. Now we just got to find you a partner.
Right.
To share in all this wonderfulness. Right.
I want to give an international shout out to Jill, who just showed up from the United Kingdom.
Well, hello, Jill. Glad to have you with us.
She walked into Facebook Live and said hi, and I just highlighted over and saw that she is in the UK.
Well, I've got to tell you, it's raining men around you.
Should we say hallelujah?
Yeah, I do. Hallelujah.
Give me a hallelujah. All right. Anyway, it's not
really. Where it?
You've got three that have not even come along yet, but they're on the way. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Very interesting about them. Plus, there's another that is already in your life, and you frustrate the heck out of him because he doesn't know how to approach you. And here's the thing, though. Whenever I see the card, which characterizes secrets, clandestine activity, it always makes me wonder, is he hiding?
Mm.
So
the whole family.
Up
the
there
whole family married, because I don't know who you're talking about. face because it shouldn't be that hard to get at me if he wasn't all those things. So I don't know who you're talking about.
Are you working?
Yeah, I just started a new job.
So. Yeah, because I'm seeing a lot of opportunity in concerning employment coming your way in ways that you don't even expect right now. And it could be.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at other streams of income. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
yeah,
wonderful.
I am.
This one looks like it's a long distance type of situation, like being remote and working at a distance, which can work out really well for a lot of people. One thing I want to say about you is that you are extremely cautious when it comes to members of the opposite sex. And I think it's because somebody hurt you really badly in your past. And as a result of that, I'm trying to think what is my favorite word that I use.
Serendipity.
Well, that's one, but that's...
I just know that I hear that 10 times a night.
You're going to know the guy.
No, you know.
We haven't done a serendipity yet.
I'm the first one that said it.
Yeah.
Twilight Zone.
Discernment. You use a lot of discernment when it comes to, connections with men. You see one deficit of some sort that's a huge red flag, and she's out.
Oh, yeah, caution.
Yeah.
Very smart.
You know what? It is. In this day and age, that is so full of technological liars, scammers, people even walking on the street. You just don't know. Right. But I will tell you, you're going to ultimately end up with these three men, like three wise men coming from the East. But they are definitely have different characters, for themselves.
Okay.
There's one here. He's a bit younger than the other two. He's very imaginative, a visionary. This could be somebody who works in humanitarian type of career pursuits.
Right.
He's always looking toward the future. He might turn out to be a little too flaky for you. All right.
Yeah.
And then the next one, well, he reminds me of my late husband, who was the king of hearts. This man is all heart. And he would be your number one cheerleader. He would be
the quiet giant. Was that the silent giant? Yeah.
Well, except intimately with you. He would seem like still waters run deep to other people, but he would be very
connected.
I love it. Yes, I love how they finish my sentences here. I think he's got a lot to offer you. And the third man this third one is very high in finance. He's a good money manager. He's an investment counselor. I mean, think of all the different avenues. And if you have been looking for somebody who has a few bucks in his pocket, he would be the one for you. The only thing is,
no emotions, though. He's just about the money.
The thing is,
I'd rather have the king of hearts, the king of hearts.
I think so, too. You can't go wrong. This is somebody who has nothing but a full heart. If you've got extended family or children that you want to be, embraced by a new man in your life, he would be the one. Mm-hmm. Where the other one, he's a bit on the materialistic side, a little aloof.
Aloof.
Yeah, aloof.
Yeah, I don't really like that.
No.
Nobody does.
Aloof people are creepy.
They're just, you can't trust them because they're like something blowing in the breeze.
They can be here today and stuff. Yes, right. Yep.
Well, you are extremely sharp, and I think that you can rely on your own gut in a lot of ways.
Right.
But if you meet somebody now, you need to come to the show so that we can check him out for you.
All right, I definitely will.
What's up? But otherwise, everything looks very good for you and a new job opportunity that I think you're just going to love. So I hope that helps.
Yes,
and
thank you so much.
Rebel.
Stand by for your Rebel card reading before you depart.
We go to forget that.
Okay.
Yeah, because we get all wrapped up into the now.
Okay.
Yep.
We have the love card. Get some, give some. It will cheer your ass up. And right next to the believe what you see. Face reality, choose bravely.
And I think that you already do that. You're very strong in...
She talked about red flags and stuff,
yeah.
So she is wise.
Oh, very wise.
She's not a fool on the hill.
I think so, too. When you sometimes go through some changes, I think it's really, really, like, it says something about you when you can just go, you know what? I'm doing a reboot. We're done.
I love it.
And starting over. And
yeah.
Starting, I think that's huge.
Starting completely over.
Yep, and anybody else out there, you can do that too.
Yeah.
It's simply a matter of making up your mind.
Making up your change.
Yeah, it's true.
Yep.
You have to be determined and focused.
Well, thank you for calling us, and we
yeah.
hope we can hear from you again
yeah.
soon.
Yeah, be more frequent.
Okay,
yeah,
definitely will.
All right, honey, have a great
I want to be one too. All right,
yeah.
bye.
I want to give you a freaking flyer card.
Take care.
All right, you too. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye. All right. I just want to say we got about 13 minutes left of show time. We don't have a messenger in right now. And our phone lines are open. But I mentioned earlier I gave an international shout-out to Jill.
Yes.
She narrowed it down to Scotland. She's actually in the land of the Scots, Jill is. And she has her question. She would like to know, what do you see in the next 3 months for her as far as family?
I wish we were talking to her.
Well, she's here.
I'd
so
love
we gotta,
to know what her...
We got a 20, 30 seconds.
What her
delay.
Issue is.
So she'll feed it back. You're right. And I don't know if there was an issue. It sounded like she was kind of a general thing. It doesn't sound like she was focused on one thing. She wanted to go general, and I made her like narrow it down a little bit.
Is this the next 3 months? Did
yes.
you say?
Yep.
Okay.
Next 3 months. Yep. Next 3 months. And Jill, you are standing in the strength.
And Jill, we know it's late where you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, it is.
So we appreciate when those across the pond or across the continents
or across whatever. Yeah.
Yeah,
we
like
get,
Lady R from South Africa.
We've had many people from the New Zealand, Australia area.
Yeah, they're having their morning coffee.
Yeah, they're totally
or tea.
They're totally different season, different everything
mm-hmm.
in the Southern Hemisphere.
We're doing okay today.
You know, I think somebody told me their toilet water goes a different direction.
It spins the other direction because of the Earth rotation and where you are.
That's very different.
Yes,
it's kind of cool.
Ireland, it
it's kind of mm-hmm. cool, but I never stared at my toilet to see if it's
nope, I don't care.
Counterclockwise or clockwise.
I know
but...
someone from in Ireland that talks about it.
Okay, back to Jill.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to have to take this even beyond the next 3 months. What I'm perceiving here for you mm-hmm. is a bit of an upheaval in your family. But you know what? I've got to say it's for the best. Now, the cards can be coy at times, where they will say, right now you don't have too much of a need to know. But they're just saying also to be expectant, like be prepared. You're going to hear some news about family members, and it's not going to impact your life, but it is going to impact the family. Everyone close to you and your family needs very, very much to be careful with fire.
You got to pay attention to these.
Yeah, I'm seeing a actual horrific house fire.
Yep, doesn't mean it's going to happen, but knowing this, you can start watching
yeah.
some
That's
things. Say, hey, that looks unsafe.
Things.
Hey, that looks unsafe or whatever.
Right.
Just move it. I shouldn't have that next to the burner.
Something as simple as a pot being left on the stove.
Yep.
Maybe somebody was going to fry something and they neglected.
Or some hand towel next to the burner on the stove mm-hmm. that you weren't sure of. And then
I've had that happen.
Yep. And then you make some.
Your son.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, anything. And I'm going to make some stew, put it on a low burn and leave it. And then you got the hand towel catches fire. But
it's not going to be, there won't be any loss of life, but it will mean a loss of a home and precious possessions.
You don't want any kind of stuff like that. But now that you know.
Yeah, just be very careful yourself.
Sure, take that extra 30 seconds to look around. Because, you know, there's some rooms that's not going to happen. Your bathroom typically is not a fire starter, right?
Candle.
Well, definitely. Any kind of open flame is a huge wound.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Candle.
Yep. Okay, well, she saw candle. But anyway, just look for everything. Be safe. Cover your butt.
Cover your butt.
All right.
One last thing.
What else you got?
Reference to your family. This is somebody very close to you that is going to really let you down. So be prepared. Yeah. And next time, let's try to get you in earlier. Now we're in a basically
we're in a bubble.
Yeah, time crunch.
Real quick, but let's not.
Yeah.
We can't keep talk about this. But you'll like this funny thing that her 14-year-old girl told me she had a dream of it and about a fire.
Her daughter.
Yeah, 14-year-old.
That girl.
Yep, her 14-year-old.
Wow.
Could very likely have had a premonition.
So between that and that, I mean, everybody should be very cautious. And if you're cautious, nothing will happen.
Yeah, right. If you keep yourself mindful.
Yep.
And bear this in mind. You know, maybe somebody, you know, sometimes people don't think. If there's been people smoking, like, say, around where you are, they will just take an ashtray.
Put the ashtray in right away into the garbage can instead of letting it wait for the next day.
Yeah, you got to leave them sit out or put them in.
Yeah, or people have fireplaces and then they say, yeah, you know, ain't worried about it, walk away and then leave all sorts of stuff by it. So it's like,
right.
That thing should be pretend for 12 hours after you think it's dead. But anyway.
But for you, Jill, one thing is, before we
go,
under Sure to Come True, I feel that you are going to become very successful yourself within the next, I want to say, 5-year period. So bear that in mind.
Very, great. All right, stand by, Jill, for your Rebel card reading. Because now is that time because we have one more reading yet.
Okay. Whatever you are thinking about, don't do it. Now is not the time.
Ooh, that sounds like sage advice.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you know, because timing is everything, and sometimes you don't know, but now you know.
Exactly.
Think about that, what you were planning. Okay. We are at the 7 mark, and we have another reading from our friend in South Africa. Lady R has stayed with us.
Lady R, I know it's late for her.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Lady R says, do you guys see me getting a new job for so long while working and getting a job in the U.K.? So she's been working on that.
Yes.
So what do you see for that? And you're welcome. She thanked us, Jill.
Oh, you're welcome. So welcome. Come again, honey.
The land of scotch. Drink some scotch for me. I love scotch.
Yes, that's right. You do.
Single malt.
Now, I'm going to say something really peculiar here. This specifically to you, Lady R, but this goes out kind of to everybody. It's really hard to see how this pandemic could possibly ever be a blessing. And yet, we're going to realize in afterthought and when we start looking in retrospect that through the pandemic it created your opportunity. It expanded everybody's potential.
They typically say the human, that's why we're still a species, still alive, is we overcome and learn from horrible things, you know, the phoenix rising from the ashes type of philosophy. That's what we do.
And I agree with you, Jim. I think that is absolutely
right.
That
is our human nature. That's why we have survived. I mean, go through utter devastation, but the ones that survive say, let's make things right so we don't do this again or we can deal with this again.
It's opening up for people education opportunities where these higher learning institutions are kind of hurting for money. Yeah, I'm glad, gotcha. And, you know, they're now reaching out saying, hey, you know, we'll work with you.
That's true because a lot of them were geared for in-house.
Yeah.
The masses, and they're like, oh, COVID, like, kind of kicked us in the butt. And they had to. But other ones were kind of already set up for that remote stuff, and they kind of, like, said, yep, come to us. We're already set up for this remote learn-at-home stuff.
And I think it kicked someone, the higher-ups, in gear to change the minimum wage. People were really burnt out with their jobs. And I think that this whole pandemic, this last 2 years, has really opened up, you know, those lower income jobs. Everybody needs to work those jobs or nobody, you know,
eats. Or,
so I think that's a huge thing. I think that's also coming.
Yeah, the job market has shuffled around weird. It's very strange right now. Lady R said, honestly speaking, this pandemic career-wise has been a blessing. Obviously not health-wise because she got nailed twice really hard.
No, she's gotten a couple times.
No, but the timing is more right for you now, Lady R. And I see here in your cards that an opportunity for the UK is going to come very quickly, and it's going to be like now or never.
It's
try if you can, just go. Everything will work out. I see worries here about lodging, you know, how to.
That's scary stuff.
And don't be afraid to ask for per diem.
You need to ask. Yeah. You need to have that nailed down.
And I feel there's a man who's going to be a key player in your future here. I would advise, once he enters your life, keep it on the professional level. This is a guy that may say, oh, come on, let's go out to dinner, we'll talk. But he's really got hinky intentions, okay? So keep it on the up and up. We're down to 4 minutes. Let's do a rebel card.
Under the four-minute mark.
You know who says hinky? Abby.
NCIS.
Regular NCIS.
And I've always loved her. And when she left, it just wasn't the same.
Well,
that's
she
a
had
spoiler for you, by the way.
Just a lot of trauma for her.
She did. She's super smart. Like
and
in real life, right?
One other thing for Lady R, you got to get a real fire in your belly, honey. You got to say, I'm doing this. I am getting this job. Let the universe, the higher power know, I'm in this. It's do or die time. Pucker time. Okay.
And don't do it for anyone else. Do it for you.
You have to look out for yourself because you might be the only one doing that.
Try and hurry. Okay.
We're fine. Stand by for your rebel card reading.
Oh, well, here's what it says. It's dark and you can't see an effing thing. Get your head out of your butt.
I hate it when that happens.
So I don't know what that means. That's the first time I've seen that.
I think it means get busy.
Maybe so. Get busy with what you're wanting to do. Your dreams are set. Go after it.
Yeah, and maybe you're letting all your fears and everything lock you down. Maybe just kick them aside. Say, get your head out of your butt and just jump.
And remember, you survived COVID twice.
Twice, not once.
And there's
twice.
A reason for twice. That. You've got something special to do. And you'll do it. I have nothing but faith in you.
You shall do so.
Now it's up to you to feel the same.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's a huge step when you're jumping to another continent.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
She's not going across town or across her own country.
I'm not kidding you.
She's looking to go from Africa to UK.
UK.
I guess it's time where I have to say goodbye to you all. Until Monday, please join us on...
Internet warming.
Yeah. Join us on newsforthesoul.com. This is our overflow because we get so many callers on that show. But we'll be there Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern,
standard
3 p.m. Pacific time, all right? And otherwise, we'll be here next Thursday, next Friday, same time, same channel.
That's the bad one.
And I hope to see you then, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Right, and you can find... We've got a minute and a half. You can find us on News for the Soul for the Monday show, and then you'll see where we are. And you go to Blog Talk Radio, you'll see where we are for Blog Talk. And if you're a Facebook folk, which many people are, all you got to do is go to the Psychic Love Doctor show. We'll call it a page on Facebook and like and follow, and you'll get all sorts of updates, right?
Yeah, it'll notify you when we're going live.
Automatically, or you'll see posts.
You can also... Okay, you can also go to the Psychic Love Doctor website, psychiclovedoctor.com, all right? And you can arrange a private session with me if you'd like. There's also, in the top menu, it says a free reading. That is an awesome program that one of my sons created for me. Now, if it seems cumbersome to have that, you know, bookmarked on your phone, we do have an app in the Google Play Store. Okay. Yeah. There.
20-some seconds left.
So you could always pick that up. It's free. And
free.
It's uncanny how that app will be dead on. Seriously. So I'm going to leave you now with the words of my grandmother who said, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. Take care, everybody. We love you. Mwah!